The master Fugai was a fine painter, and he was considered to be wise and generous. But he was also most severe, both to himself and to his disciples. It is told that Fugai met his end in an extraordinary manner. Feeling that his last day had come, he quickly had a hole dug, then climbed in and ordered the digger to cover him with earth. The astonished man ran off. On his return to the spot, he found the great master standing in the hole, with great dignity, dead. One who has become capable of witnessing life has become capable of witnessing death, because death is not the end of life, it is the very culmination of it. It is the very pinnacle of it. Life comes to its peak in death, because you are afraid you miss. Otherwise, death is the greatest orgasm there is. You have known the small orgasm of sex. In sex also, a little death happens. A minute part of your energy is released. Then, too, you feel so beautiful, so relaxed, and you fall in deep sleep, all tensions dissolved. You become a harmony. Just think of death. From every pore of your body, the whole life released back to the whole. It is the greatest orgasm there is. Yes, death is the greatest orgasm. But people go on missing it because of fear. The same happens with sexual orgasm. Many people cannot have any orgasm because of the fear. They cannot move totally in it. Remember this. People who are afraid of death will be afraid of sex also. Once you know what death is, you will receive it with great celebration. You will welcome it. It is the fulfillment of your whole life's effort. The journey's ends. One comes back home. But in death, you don't die. Just the energy that was given to you through the body and through the mind is released, goes back to the world. You return back home. If you don't die rightly, if you don't achieve the total orgasm that death is, you will be born again. God is very patient with you. He goes on giving you more opportunities. He has compassion. If you have missed this life, for another session you will be sent back again and again. That is the meaning of the theory of rebirth. The Christian God is a little miserly. He gives only one life. That creates much tension. Just one life, no time even to err, no time to go astray. That creates very deep inner tension. In the East, we have created the concept of a more compassionate God who goes on giving. You have missed this one, take another. And in a way, it is very sensible. There is no God personified as such who gives life to you. It is in fact you. Have you watched sometimes in the night when you are falling asleep? Just watch the last thought, the last desire, the last fragment in your mind. And then, when in the morning you feel awake, don't open the eyes, just again watch. If you were thinking of money when you were falling asleep, exactly the same thought will be the first thought in the morning, because that thought remained in your mind, waited for you to come back to it. If you were thinking of sex, in the morning you will be thinking of sex, whatsoever. If you were thinking of God and you prayed, first thing in the morning, you will find a prayer arising in you. The last thought in the night is the first thought in the morning. The last thought of this life will be the first thought of another life. The last thought, when you are dying this time, will become the first seed of your next life. When a Buddha dies, a man who has attained, he simply dies with no thought. He enjoys the orgasm. It is so fulfilling, it is so totally fulfilling, that there is no need to come back. He disappears into the cosmos. There is no need to be embodied again. If you have lived rightly, fully aware, you will be able to know when your death is coming. Right now, you are not even aware of life, that it has come. Then you will even be aware of death, the footsteps of death. You will be able to hear the subtle sound coming closer and closer and closer. Right now, you cannot even live. And then you will be able even to die. And it will be a conscious thing. It is not that death will happen to you. You will die consciously. You will surrender to death consciously. You will welcome death consciously. This is the meaning of this story. A man of understanding has dignity even in his death. A man who lives an unconscious life, even in his life, has no dignity. An unconscious life is the life of a beggar, with no dignity and 1,001 humiliations. A conscious death, even a death, when conscious, has dignity, tremendous dignity and beauty and grace. A man who has lived an unconscious life suffers hell while he is alive, suffers hell when he dies, because the hell is created of your unconsciousness, by your unconsciousness, with your unconsciousness. The hell is nothing but the horror that is created by your unconsciousness. A man who has kindled his lamp of inner being lives in heaven, dies in heaven, because consciousness is paradise.